I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Rampart.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, I am Nathan Bells. I'm 33 years old, and I'm here with my colleague, Bill Schnabel.
This is Bill Schnabel. I am 51 years old, and I thought it notable that I put, I am my partner's mentor, whereas my partner put that he is my colleague. And I wonder, maybe it's both. I'm not sure.
A little bit of both.
I see. Excellent. So one of the reasons I came here was for adventure. Do you feel like you've had an adventurous time since you've been here in your 4.5 years?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't stop. Like the adventures continue. One of which is now that I am almost your neighbor. So adventures in home ownership. Mm-hmm. And so super excited to see if I can find a way to ski from my house to your house, which I believe is possible. The Wednesday before moving here, I physically handed in my dissertation, like 3 different, printouts of it, uh-huh. On the cotton paper in a box, right? Took it into the graduate office, plopped it down on the desk, said, thank you very much. See ya. Pulled out of the driveway. So it was a Saturday in Maine, picked up my dad, drove back to Vermont. And then we were on our way out
on
here.
On your adventure.
Ended it 9.5 days, showed up noon on a Sunday. And then Monday was new faculty orientation. So a little pressed for time, but it was August, and as you know, August is a perfect time for picking berries. Mm-hmm. So I was like, just go up to Murphy Dome and pick berries. And I was like, well, where? Like, I drove up to Murphy Dome, and Murphy Dome is enormous, so big. And you're like, where do I go to pick berries up here? I guess after a couple years, I just learned that there's just berries everywhere. Like, you just go to Murphy Dome, and you walk around for 5 minutes, and you find berries. Or just go fish the, I'll say whatever river, like you wish you knew river, because nobody wants to tell you their fishing spots. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, like you pretty much go to any river and there's fish in it.
There's something.
Except for the ones that are named fish. So if it's named Fish Creek, Fish Lake, Fish Pond, there's no fish in it. And I swear it was someone way back when that just wanted to mess with people. So that said, your adventures, you play hockey.
Yep.
And in a band.
Those are hobbies. Those are pursuits.
Not your adventures.
To some extent. Those are activities that I enjoy a lot. But research has been an adventure for me. So the interesting thing about the North Slope is lots of the rivers tend to run north and south. And there's one big road, the Dalton Highway, the Hall Road, that runs north and south. And every once in a while, there's a state push to build a big road east and west. And so if you're going to build a road east and west on the North Slope, you're going to have to cross a bunch of rivers. Nobody has really measured how much water is coming down those rivers. In order to do the bridge design, you need to know what are the ice conditions at breakup. In order to make those measurements, you need to have people on the ground at breakup. And it's cold. It's somewhere between 20 and 40 degrees, oftentimes cloudy. So we had developed this plan where we were going to take some dye, some fluorescent red dye, and pour it into the river. And there's means by which you can measure by the rate at which dilutes how much water is in the river. If you pour some dye in the river upstream and then get downstream really quickly and measure the dye as it passes the point that you're measuring, and you do some calculations, some integration, and whatnot. We needed to get the dye into the middle of the river. And we didn't want to use the helicopter and drop little dye bombs in there. Didn't seem to make sense. But we did think, you know what we can do? If we used a fire pump to like pump a spray of dye from the bank into the river, we're going to be able to inject the dye in the middle of the river. Then we jump in the helicopter, fly downstream, and collect the dye. So you take the salmon rod and you whip the sampler out in the middle of the river and you reel it in, and there's your dye sample. So we got the fire pump all worked up. We've got the dye coming in. We're shooting dye into the middle of the river. And I get this bright idea that I want to take pictures of the guys injecting the dye in them. So I talk to the helicopter pilot. So yeah, sure, good. we get up in the air, and they're still injecting. There's a big arc of dye going into the middle of the river, and I'm starting to get pictures, really good pictures. As we move the helicopter closer and closer to get the dye pictures, the stream that was shooting into the middle of the river from the fire pump changed directions because of the wind from the helicopter. And it sprayed the guys that were standing on the bank and painted the whole riverbank red, bright fluorescent red. And at that point, the pilot and I both started laughing. It ended up working. We actually were able to get the measurement. I will point out the dye, while fluorescent, is biodegradable. And okay. So it lasts a
couple of days. Thank you for
clarifying. Yeah, yeah. In any event, big adventure. We had to make up methods because there wasn't a precedent for how to do this.
And going back to this colleague mentor debacle, as my mentor, it sounded like you got very excited when you started reminiscing and talking about research that you've done. And I would assume that you don't get to do that quite as much now being director of INE.
I do not get to do that field work nearly as often anymore. It took a lot out of me. For instance, those trips on the North Slope, we would be gone for a month. My path now is to be a leader and to make conditions such that I'm encouraging other people, such as yourself, to have those sorts of adventures, to learn what can be learned from both from themselves and getting out into the environment. And you're right, I do get excited when I'm talking about it. And I like to talk about it and relive that. And I do think it shines through. I can use that to my advantage when I'm talking to others, when I'm trying to encourage young students, young high school kids or middle school kids to get into science and engineering. I'm a true believer. I enjoyed it and I still enjoy it. But I think at this point in my career, my path is as a storyteller.
So I guess with that, I just want to thank you for sitting down with me, Bill, and look forward to being your neighbor and hope I see you at the Ivory Quest on Saturday.
Absolutely, Nathan. Thank you. I feel like I've learned a lot about you, but none of it surprising.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.